After Rehoboam had established his sovereignty and royal power, he and all Israel with him forsook the law of the Lord. In the fifth year of Rehoboam's reign, because they have been unfaithful to the Lord, Shishak king of Egypt came up and attacked Jerusalem with 1,200 chariots, 60,000 horsemen, and countless troops who came with him out of Egypt, Libyans, Sakans, and Cushites. He captured the fortified cities of Judah, came as far as Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam, and the leaders of Judah who had gathered at Jerusalem because of Shishak. And he said to them, this is what the Lord says, you have forsaken me, therefore I have forsaken you into the hand of Shishak. So the leaders of Israel and the king humbled themselves and said, the Lord is righteous. When the Lord saw that they had humbled themselves, word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, they have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but will soon grant them deliverance. My wrath will not be poured out on Jerusalem through Shishak. Nevertheless, they will become his servants, so that they may learn the difference between serving me and serving the kings of other lands. So King Shishak of Egypt attacked Jerusalem and seized the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the royal palace. He took everything, including the gold shields that Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place and committed them to the care of the captains of the guard on duty at the entrance to the royal palace. And then whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards would go with him bearing the shields, and later they would return them to the guard room. Because Rehoboam humbled himself, the anger of the Lord turned away from him, and he did not destroy him completely. Indeed, conditions were good in Judah. Thus King Rehoboam established himself in Jerusalem. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city the Lord had chosen from all the tribes of Israel, in which to put his name. His mother's name was Naamah the Ammonite. And Rehoboam did he, because he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Now the acts of Rehoboam from first to last, are they not written in the records of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer concerning the genealogies? There was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam throughout their days, and Rehoboam rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and his son Abijah reigned in his place.